It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
I get it.
You know,
what?
It's a frustrating job sometimes.
It can be.
When they dangle the fish?
It's a frustrating job when...
The carrot?
I'm going to talk in code now for my friends here. It's a frustrating job when you've got an entire, like, probably three segments that you could do. Probably four, Rob.
Yeah, I agree.
But you can't.
No.
Because you really can't.
No, but...
I really can't.
But if you could...
I can't talk about what I want to talk about.
About respecting privacy.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other things that I'm going to honor that.
Respecting privacy, stupidity.
Friendship, confidence.
But I just want to say one thing.
Just one?
What the hell were you thinking?
Exactly.
See, that's but no all. One knows who you said that to.
No. So the
you could have been saying it to Buzz.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So the situation is fine. That's it.
It's fine.
And now, is it fine?
Shut the hell up.
That's what I'm going to do.
Probably should.
But I want the person I'm talking about to know that it's very difficult.
And feel badly a little.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because mm-hmm. that's... But I understand her also.
Sure, we understand.
I mean him.
Or
her,
it.
Or it. But it's a little silly.
But a lot of times on this show, you know...
What?
We give and we take.
How's your fireworks?
My fireworks were great. My father
did you
was,
set off fireworks where you
yes,
were?
Yes, we did. Uh-huh. I watched more than setting off.
We watched them from afar.
I saw one lady.
But public fireworks that we could see off in the distance. Uh-huh. It was very, but they were lower in the sky than they had been in years past. Uh-huh. So we assumed.
About 10 feet?
No, I mean, we look across this bay and see them shot off over an island.
Oh, okay.
And we can see them that far away. But they seemed lower, like maybe they were shooting them off further away.
Maybe you're taller.
Shut up. How did your fireworks go?
Well, there was a lot of drinking before the fireworks began.
Shocker.
And perhaps the most impressive sight was a lady who can remain nameless that was at this party. And you know those things that are...
Was her name Beth Ann?
Was not Beth Ann.
Okay, very good.
You know those things that you get on sticks? They look like rockets, but basically they're like fountains that shoot sparks and they whistle and everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Well, she had lit... You know. Well, she had had some drink. And she went out in the middle of the yard and lit two of them. You're supposed to put them in the ground, light fuse, mm-hmm. and get away.
Oh, so she held them and lit them?
Well, she held one in each hand, lit them off a cigarette, and stood in the yard holding them out and shaking her ass.
Is this a relative?
No.
Come on.
No, it's not. I swear it's not. It's an acquaintance.
Is it a close acquaintance of the family?
Yeah, pretty close.
Somebody who's at regular family gatherings?
Well, down there, yeah, in that environment.
You don't want to throw
place.
A name out?
No, I really shouldn't.
Should I be sorry I missed
I'm
this?
I'm being betrayed here. You can throw the name of the person out that danced with the sparklers.
Her name is Susan.
Susan. Hi, Susan.
And she did burn her
Hey, Susan.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, and we really had everything. The cars were pointed to the emergency room.
Right.
She burned her arm, uh-huh. but didn't realize it.
Uh-huh.
And then she also turned to make sure people were watching.
Of course.
And shot sparks on her chest. And then
I can put that out.
This was the dance was this. And then she woke up the next day and she said, God, my arm hurts. I wonder why. And she said, there's a burn about the size of a piece of bologna.
Is she an older lady?
She's probably 55-ish.
Is she married?
She is. To Johnny.
It's Susan and Johnny?
Sure.
And Susan and Johnny are just like locals down there?
They're the caretakers.
Oh, okay. All right. The people that sit with your family.
Yeah, and we socialize. And there was another great moment with Susan.
Is that your signal for me to go to you?
No,
with
no.
The Holly? Like, don't do that
to
me.
I didn't know what hour it
this
was.
This is Buzz. You're telling your story and Buzz goes... well, I got a train to catch. There's a big digital clock up there.
I know.
There.
I couldn't see it, though, because of the light booms.
One other quick story.
You've done that before, and it drives me nuts.
I'll be
welcome back,
discreet.
Everyone.
Johnny and Susan have had a magnificent dog, a husky named Hudson.
Sounds like a song. Johnny and Susan had a magnificent dog.
And the kids loved Hudson.
Right.
And unfortunately, Hudson was very old and was put down over the winter. And
that didn't have to be that way.
Just what are you doing?
I'm just having a little fun, folks.
So I neglected and held off telling the kids this because it's sad,
yes.
You know, when a pet goes. Mm. And so we're going down there, and invariably I knew the subject was going
Buzz
to come
is going.
Up.
It is.
Yeah.
No, it is. Right. It is sad.
I like
you didn't want a happy uh-huh.
Can I take a few moments to talk about Hudson in great detail? It might take many minutes. But...
You're going to drive him crazy.
No, this will just be
He's
quick.
Waiting for his segment. It's That's never what he does. It's all about him. Don't you know that?
Just really quick.
Yes.
And so I said, now, Hudson, guys, you know, Hudson was very old, and he didn't feel well, and it was the nicest thing to do is to, they gave him a medicine.
Mm. You incredible bastard.
And it made him go to sleep. And Hudson won't be down there, but he's in heaven now.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, Julia and Robert were both, okay, that's nice. They dealt with it really well. I said, thank goodness. They went over to visit Susan, and she said, yes, Hudson died. We burned him up. Here are his ashes in this bag.
Oh, my God. They had, like, cleaned out the fireplace or
no,
something?
No, it was really his
It
remains.
Was really his
yes.
ashes.
Oh, no.
And she showed them to your children?
Yeah.
And oh, my. Thank, Susan!
Thank You're Christ. Thank Christ they dealt with that okay, too.
Jesus.
But that's not how I would have handled it.
My God. Susan,
we burned him up, and here's his ashes.
Let's get Susan on the show, okay?
Someday.
I think it's necessary.
We'll need more
we
delay.
Get the, before Very we get sad. The buzz, I wanted to tell a story.
Is it a long story?
Just kidding. I'm kidding, of course.
Of course.
Hey, hold on.
We're all kidding. It's what we do.
This will cheer you up.
We kid because we love. That always cheers me
up. Can I move that
up.
Closer to you?
There it is right
Oh,
there.
That is nice.
Yeah, everything seems to be a little further away today. Time for the
Maybe
Hollywood
your arms
buzz.
Are shorter.
It's Hollywood time, Rob.
I love Hollywood.
All right, button it. Let's get Buzz Burbank on here.
El Zippo.
Go ahead, Buzz. What
hi,
do you got for
hi,
us?
Hi, kids. The Jolie twins have arrived.
Oh,
yay.
Marvelous. I'm so happy.
If That's only we could. The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not.
Hell, you maybe have something there,
I
Tom.
Was looking for this one.
That's hot.
We wish we could all be like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
No, I want to remain ugly for the rest of my days.
They now have 6 children. Angelina gave birth to the twins, a boy and a girl, on Saturday night. They named them Knox Leon and Vivienne Marceline.
Boobies!
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Marceline was Angelina's mother's name. Knox is the middle name of Brad's maternal grandfather, for those of you keeping score.
You know, Marceline sounds like a name of a song Slim Whitman should sing.
Oh, Marsh, my Marceline.
One word, and very French, M-A-R-C-H-E-L-I-N-E.
Marceline.
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 Sort of like that.
I saw on the television, mm-hmm. which I've begun watching again since I got back from my extended vacation.
Do you
vacation.
Enjoy looking at television?
I looked at television today, TV. And I saw the hospital, which is right on the French Riviera.
Oh, it's a yeah. beautiful location.
Pretty cool place to come into the world, I might think.
That hospital does not accept CBS Healthcare. I looked into it.
What? They don't take United?
They do not.
What a shame.
Well, the babies weighed about 5 pounds each, and they were born via C-section. Brad was in the delivery room. He cut the umbilical cords, of course, because he's Brad Pitt.
We have the tape, actually, of the doctor
oh,
cutting
like
the umbilical.
Oh, I'd like to hear that.
This is the male doctor who was doing the C-section.
The doctor? Wow.
I'm sorry. I'm here all week.
Brad was so involved and so perfect that the doctor even called him, and I quote, my assistant.
Of course, because what's the doctor going to say? It's super celebrity.
That's Didn't right. he cut the cord with his good looks?
What is the doctor going to come out and say? He was really a pain in the ass.
Perfect teeth.
He knocked things over, and he was a real a-hole.
Threw up on her cervix.
That sounds like this.
Oh, Angelina.
Angelina wasn't actually due yet, but the delivery was moved forward for, and we quote, medical reasons. Everything is fine, we hear, but Brad and Angelina's other kids are, by the way, 6-year-old Maddox, 4-year-old Pax, 3-year-old Zahara, 2-year-old Shiloh, who until Saturday was their only biological child.
The culture of celebrity.
Little Pax Spiewak. Just thinking how it would sound.
Pax Spiewak.
Sure, and Shiloh Spiewak.
Mm-hmm. And Sea Spray Spiewak.
And Knox O'Mara.
Velveeta.
Vivienne.
Velveeta O'Mara.
That's nice.
Right.
I ordered that at your restaurant once.
Earwax O'Mara.
Oh, that's a little graphic.
I like that one, though. It makes a kid get noticed. That's what it's all about.
Well,
you know, this is pretty insane. What are they saying? $10 million? Maybe $11 million for the photos of the babies?
Mm-hmm.
That's yeah, what and after people made the offer, they're busy denying it, but everyone knows they offered
11 million, and mm-hmm. it goes to charity, which is, you know, hey, I will give them credit if that is true.
If it's true.
More power to the pits.
You've always said that.
I say that all the time. Wish I could make that sound, that farting sound.
So the question now is, will names like Knox and Vivienne become the hot baby names? Brad and Angelina named their first biological child Shiloh in May of 06, and by the end of that same year, so many people had copied them, Shiloh cracked the top 1,000 most popular baby names for the first time ever.
I'm going to improvise on it, though. It's not going to be Knox. It's going to be Hard Knox.
I like that.
Make a tough kid, huh?
That's for some of the time, anyway.
Hard Knox O'Mara.
He could be a porn actor.
They continue to father children all over the world.
Start their own school.
Very exciting.
And it was in 2002 that Angelina adopted a Cambodian baby boy and named him Maddox. So guess what happened in 03? Yep, Maddox cracked the top 1,000 for the very first time.
The culture of celebrity, that's what it's all about. Sure. I do like the fact that they do good works and they give money to charity.
They do.
But it still makes me feel a little odd when we're talking about the economy collapsing with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. You're hearing that in
those
1 minute.
Those would have been great names for them to use.
Freddie Mac Pitt.
And Fannie Mae Jolie.
Yes. Fannie Mae Jolie and Freddie Mac. And those are the right names of the last
name. A boy and a girl. Mm-hmm.
Fannie Mae Jolie and Freddie Mac Pitt.
I'm Freddie Mac Pitt.
And he just call himself Fred. Fred Pitt.
Freddie Pitt.
And I'm Fannie Jolie.
That's nice. If it makes a comeback, then Brad and Angelina will have done for Vivianne what Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman did for Isabella.
Kidman.
Another old-fashioned name that became popular again after the celebrity couple used it for one of their kids.
I think the most, still in my mind, the most beautiful names for children, female names, are Catherine and Elizabeth.
Aww.
You could be biased.
Thank you very much.
Or you could be right.
And, you know, I don't put my kids on the air. It's by choice. I don't do that. But I will do a little recording thing based on things that they've said to me on
real
vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And just they're always kind of when they get to be teenagers, daughters do tend to say, the little things, the dad stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think I'll.
Just like their grandmother.
I'll throw.
Dear, please.
Dear, please don't do that again. Please don't. We don't need that again. We don't need that kind of tension.
Dear.
Please.
Dear.
Please be. I wish. Just be happy. Just be happy. Okay. The house is burning, but I'm happy.
Dear, you're the baby of the family. You don't know fire.
Right. I'm happy, Lenny.
What would Brangelina do?
Right.
The Shat. This might actually watch. The Shat has landed his own talk show.
I was laughing so hard, I almost shit my pants.
No, Shat.
Almost?
Oh, shit.
Shat. William Shatner. That's
Shatner.
They call him.
Now
that's his nickname.
Right, Shatner.
That's
right.
What they call him. I'm not saying it again.
Denny Crane.
He's getting his own talk show on the Biography Channel. It's called Shatner's Raw Nerve.
I like Shatner getting a talk show. I think he's good for it. I think he can handle it.
You'll like it even better, I think, when you hear the premise. It'll feature him asking questions of sensitive subjects of his guests.
Really?
I like that.
Beth Ann McBride, please come to the studio, please.
She'll be his first guest.
You know what? It'll do good if he eats while he does the interview.
That's always
good. I'm eating chicken.
But no, something crunchier than chicken.
Sorry.
Unless it was extra crispy fried chicken chips.
Can we get Shatner on?
I'm trying. I really am.
Is he being difficult? We've had him
on
before.
Difficult.
They're all difficult. I know you do a great job.
Well.
You do a great job, except with certain personal decisions that you make. But that's
not
all
saying
I'm
going to
say.
We won't get into that.
I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. Shatner, can we get Shatner on the show?
I'm going to try.
Okay, thank you very much.
He's great.
Didn't How was your holiday?
It was nice.
Very good.
How was yours?
Just peachy. Didn't
good.
You listen to the show before?
I talked about it.
How's your mother, Fannie Mae McBride?
And your daughter, Freddie Mac McBride. Everybody doing?
Just
were you eating
Mac
something? What were you eating? My God, this is like talking to Joe.
That's why the mood was different when she came in.
Are you?
Because normally
she's all Bashville. What were you enjoying in the background? Are you getting addicted to like Arbingers to food during the show?
Or was it an intern?
She's got something in her teeth.
A little piece of intern?
It's a stale cracker from up front.
Incidentally, when you want to come on there, just jam that finger in there and pick it out. Whatever's in there right now.
Hopefully you can see.
Oh, man. You won't get many dates with that. All right. All right, Buzz, continue. I'm not saying anything.
Not a word.
I didn't say a word.
I almost said something.
Safe and
okay.
Easy. Okay, bye.
All right.
Not a word, my sweet.
She was almost cruel. She wanted to be cruel.
Oh, a mouthful of cracker.
Because she's like my family members in that
now,
regard.
Now, dear.
Another woman being cruel
dear,
to me.
Dear, we don't need any of that.
We don't. Now, Mike, don't be like you.
Please, dear.
I watched porn on the break.
You watched porn on the break?
Hey.
That's terrible.
Hey, don't say that and walk away. Come back here. What did you
see? Is it the porn you stole?
Huh?
Was hey, we're all in here.
Hey, Joe's here.
Hey, Joe.
What did you see, Beth Ann? What porn did you see?
Coming Home.
Coming Home. Is it one of the ones we got in the mail? Is
Coming
it,
Home, yeah. Like with Jane Fonda? Mm-hmm.
No. Sorta. Might have been a different spelling.
I understand.
It did have a military theme.
Yes.
Where
yes,
did you rent it or did you?
I took it from you.
You stole it from me?
Not stole it. I just saw it. I thought I'm going to watch this.
I'll review that one next just because you watched it.
I think you're going to like it. Buddy.
Is that the free stuff that we got from Wicked Pictures?
But not that was left in a paper bag?
I can't stand talking to you when you're like picking cracker out of your teeth.
I love it.
That ain't cracker.
Thank you very much. That's Ann watched porn.
Hi, I'm Meredith, and I watched porn over the break.
That's news.
Meredith McBride.
Do you have a toothpick?
Shatner's show premieres August 19th. We're hearing his first batch of guests will include John Voight, Jimmy Kimmel, Judge Judy, Jenna Jameson, Kelsey Grammer, Valerie Bertinelli, and his former co-star on Star Trek, Leonard Nimoy.
You know, they've exhausted the Nimoy thing. I saw.
I think there's a lot of tension between them.
There was an interview that was a lengthy thing. I watched the whole deal where he's sitting there talking to Leonard Nimoy, and they cover that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I like Jenna Jameson. Mm-hmm. I like John Voight because he's got the Angelina Jolie thing.
Right.
But, no more.
He's going to ask the tough questions.
Move away from this. I'd like to see him interview Spader. James Spader, his co-star in Boston Legal.
James Spader is very, very, very shy in real life.
Beth Ann, between crackers, try to book Shatner on the show. I'd love to talk to him. He's a cool guy.
Wipe the Zesta crumbs off your pants and see if you can't book James Spader.
She's being influenced by Ardinger.
That's not bad.
Hence the eating.
I bet he watched porn over vacation.
Popular names in 2007, Buzz.
Yes.
Number one, I'll go 20 to number one very quickly.
Boy or girl?
These are boys first. Nicholas, John, Jaden, Logan, Ryan, James, Noah.
What?
Noah. Joseph, David, Alexander, Andrew, Matthew, William, Anthony, Christopher, Danielle. Top four, Joshua, Ethan. Number two is Michael.
Ah, finally.
Hello.
I was almost
Means
Michael.
Godlike, you know.
Number one popular. You'll never get it. You'll never get it in a million years.
I got it. Wadhams.
No.
What is it?
Think of ladder.
Ladder.
Hook.
Stanley.
Jacob.
Oh.
Jacob, number one.
Jacob Gold.
All right, ready for women?
Mm-hmm.
Grace, Alexis, Sarah, Natalie, Chloe, Mia, Alyssa, Ashley, Samantha, Addison, Elizabeth, Hannah, Abigail, Olivia, Sophia, top five. Madison, there's the one you were mentioning before.
Yes.
Ava, A-V-A. Mm-hmm. Emma, number three, my daughter's middle name.
Nice.
Isabella.
I love that name.
Number two. And number one, what do you think? You're not going to get it.
Jacob.
Sally.
No.
Don't know.
Begins with an E.
Helen.
Not Helen doesn't begin with an E.
Ellen. Who's the ass now?
You're the ass.
Darn it.
Emily.
Very nice.
That's very
also
common. You hear that a lot in preschools. You know, where was Addison on that?
Addison was number 11 on the female name.
We really thought we were thinking outside the box. That was Julia's middle name, my daughter's middle name.
Julia
and that was
Addison?
7 years ago, but we were named for that because of the character on Moonlighting.
Okay, so you didn't do it like for the family member.
No, we named it after David Addison from Moonlighting.
Okay, Jacob number one for men, Emily for women.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Now we know.
Right.
That'll change, though, now that stars are having children with other names.
Yes, the stars' influence.
French names. Mm-hmm. David Archuleta says girls are acting loopy around him. This season is over for American Idol, but whatever reason, the media is still hell-bent on corrupting David Archuleta, this year's purest American Idol.
Hey, look
who's here. Hey, David. What's happening?
David Archuleta.
You seem happy?
Sure.
Are you happy?
Girls are real. They're real squirrely around me.
That's what I hear.
Loopy?
I just want to say, does Beth Ann still have my porn?
Yeah, and your crackers.
I'll get it back.
Sure. How's your dad?
He beats me.
David Archuleta.
American Idol, David Archuleta.
Yeah, very good.
When Fox News asked David Archuleta if he's got his eye on any of the insane Idol fangirls, David awkwardly replied, and I quote, "I'm not dating anyone. I'm still pretty young, but I would still, whatever that means."
Very good quote. I like that a lot.
It was. Coming up in your final buzz, when you say bud, use a foreign accent. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thanks, Buzz. Yeah. Coming up, we're going to talk scary.
Are you scared, kids?
Yeah, not like the NTSB scary. This is really scary.
And I'm not kidding you this time.
Chip Coffee.
Delicious.
Star of A&E's Psychic Kids.
No, but seriously.
Children of the Paranormal. He's all those things. He's like a psychic medium, clairvoyant.
Ooh. Small medium at large.
Clara this, Clara Peller.
How old is he?
I don't know.
Is he a kid or a boy? As a man?
He hosts the show Psychic Kids.
He's not a psychic kid.
He's a grown-up. Stop asking me questions. He's coming on the show next. We'll be back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.